にちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュース来ました。イエーイ。 Of course we're gonna talk about it。理化学研究所がマウスの細胞を弱酸性液に浸して刺激を与えるだけで iPS 細胞のようにいろいろな細胞として使える万能細胞に変化することを発見しました。スタップ細胞と命名されたこの細胞は iPS 細胞より簡単に作成が可能で安全性にも優れています。細胞を初期化するのに iPS 細胞は遺伝子を導入するため癌化するリスクがありますが、スタップ細胞はそのリスクが低く初期化成功率も高いとのことです。開発をリードしたおぼかたはるこさんは2008年に研究を始め、最初にネイチャー誌に論文を投稿した際に科学者たちに信じてもらえず否定されましたが、5年間諦めず研究を続けたそうです。
おぼかたです。Dr. Haruko Obokata from the Riken Center for Developmental Biology and her team of researchers have discovered a way to convert blood cells into stem cells in 30 minutes by dipping them in acid. These stem cells are being referred to as STAP, which stands for stimulus-triggered acquisition of pluripotency cells. The revolutionary achievement used the blood cells of mice, but researchers are currently working to replicate the results with human cells. The researchers stumbled across this discovery after recognizing that mature plant cells sometimes mutate into immature cells after being exposed to environmental stress. This phenomenon had also been observed in birds and reptiles. Scientists are praising the discovery, saying that the new method is likely cheaper, faster, and safer than other methods of cell reprogramming.
すごいね、ハルコさん。30歳だよ、まだ。若いよね。
Yeah.
これノーベル賞取るんじゃない？Right?
I don't know.
ちょっと日本この万能細胞強すぎでしょ。山中伸弥教授もそうだけどね。
Yeah, I didn't actually see this coming. I didn't know that Japan was so involved in this. I was expecting more drones and crazy robots from Japan in 2014, but it's actually been more genetic stuff.
ね。
More than robots.
日本イエーイ。しかも女の人。すごいよね。She's the team leader だって。She's only 30. And apparently, その2008年に始めた時は、最初に論文を出した時に、その本当にいろんな人にそんなわけないみたいなことを言われて、絶対間違ってるみたいな。それで泣いたんだって。超かわいいよね。And then, I saw the picture, and she's actually pretty. It's a good thing. And then, そのね、白衣の代わりにおばあちゃんにもらった割烹着を着て研究してんだって。なんかさ、こういうすごい発見とかをしてる研究者の人の、そういうちょっと人間っぽいところっていうかさ、が見えるとちょっと嬉しくなるよね。あ、普通の人なんだ、みたいな感じでさ。So she said, デート中もこのこと考えてたみたいな。もう常にこのこと考えてて、細胞のこと。
ああじゃあやっぱり普通じゃないよねこの人。
そうね、まあそういう意味ではね普通じゃないけどさ、だって5年間毎日頑張ったんだって。すごいね。これが人間に応用できるようになったら、 I mean it's like revolutionary.
So what are some of the things that they're going to be able to do once this technology is being leveraged for humans?
WellI don't know, like defects みたいな、like 遺伝子的な病気とか、You can fix it, right?
Well, look at some of the ways that animals are using this, like reptiles are using it.
尻尾が生えてきたりとかでしょ？
Yeah, like salamanders and weird animals.
Yeah.
are able to regenerate limbs flawlessly.
Yeah.
No issues. You can pull the tail right off a gecko.
Yeah.
And it comes right back.
ね、だから、Terminator とか、こう、ガーンって取られても、バーって腕が生えてくるみたいなさ。
Yeah,
それのちょっとスローモーションバージョン。
That's like the worst example, because Terminator is not natural at all.
True, true.
And he's not real.
What would be the good example then?
Salamander, that's a perfect example.
Movie?
Oh, Wolverine.
Wolverine 入ってこないじゃん。He can just...
No, he regenerates.
He does?
Yeah, he heals really fast.
He does heal fast, but we heal too already.
We heal really slowly, and sometimes we don't heal.
そうだね。
We get like scar tissue and gets fucked up.
結構工場とかで働いてる人でさ、日本でも指が切れちゃったり腕を落としちゃったりする人いっぱいいるからね。そういうのとかはこういうのがあるといいよね。
Well, the applications for war veterans for other countries would be enormous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they've spent so much money on making prosthetics,
yeah,
which aren't even that good. It's like, okay, yeah, you can hold a pencil barely.
Yeah.
But I can juggle.
Yeah.
So.
まあそれはね、自分のが本物のが一番ねいいというか使いやすいに決まってるからね。
Unless you're Will Smith and iRobot. You know, he's got that cyborg arm and iRobot, which is like way better than his regular arm.
Yeah, 超強いみたいな。Yeah.
That's not going to happen for a long time, though.
まあだから、そのナチュラルなものが一番いいもんね。その人間の腕とか、なんかロボットの腕とか見て、わあ、すごいって思うけど、実際うちらがもうすでにうちらにくっついてる腕の方が、はるかに性能いいわけじゃん。
Yeah.
You know, like we can, 一番難しいのってこうそーっと掴むことが一番難しいっていうじゃん。卵を潰さないように持ったり、動物をこう殺さないように掴んだりとか。
Well, Asimo can do that now. Asimo can pick up eggs and open.
Robots are really slow. Those like soft touchy robots.
No, they have really fast ones now.
Really? Can they grab eggs like 人間みたいに?
Yeah.
パッと?
Yeah, they have. They have.High-speed robots that can... They're almost at the point where they could catch, like, a bullet.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like, they're super fast. They show them... they, like, throw something at this robot hand, and it grabs it perfectly in midair. Okay. But it's a weird object, like a... Like the Mono eraser or something.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to, like, get the... You have to catch it, right? But they have robot hands that could do that.They're Japanese robot hands, actually.
Okay.
Developed like 5 years ago.
But you can't attach it to a person, right?
No, but they've done a lot of work with monkeys where they've been able to wire up monkeys and teach them how to control a limb that's like in a different room and stuff.
No, yeah, but so to think about it, that's just a lot of work and a lot of money.
It's a lot easier to just regenerate your arm.
So, ね.
But it's interesting that we have these two technologies emerging at the exact same time that can solve the exact same problem.
確かに。
And we're not actually sure whether or not the stem cell thing is going to come out first or the really effective and affordable bionic arms are going to happen first.
まあ、stem cell 先来た方がいいだろうけどね。 Because it's your own, 自分の、ね、細胞じゃん。So, it's your own thing. で、このニュースに、このニュースがすごい今やってるじゃん。新聞とかオンラインとか、当たり前なんだけど、それの裏で、鳥取大学が、悪性度が高い未分化がんを正常細胞に変換することに成功っていうのがあって、I only found like two sources, like Japanese sources, online.でもこれ結構すごくない? So it means that they found a way to turn cancerous cells into normal cells. すごくない? This is like the first この成功例じゃない?多分。
Well, they've had success converting cancerous cells back into normal cells using cannabis, actually.
Okay.
And the body's own, what do you call it? Cannabinoid system. Your body naturally repairs damaged cells like that.
Right. Like, なんかこの鳥取大学のすごい難しくて、どんだけ見てもよくわかんないんだけど、ぶっちゃけ。But, その今までがん細胞っていうのは、一回がんになっちゃったらもう切るか、その広がりを食い止めるみたいなのが今のトリートメントじゃん。Like with chemo and everything. So what they're doing is just もうがんになっちゃったものはそれは仕方ないとしてそれを取り除いたりっていうのが今の治療なんだけど、これだと普通のに戻る、しかも悪性度が高ければ高いほど効果的なんだって。ちょっと日本すごくない？今なんか乗ってきてる日本来てるって思った。やばいやばい、2014年日本来てるよ。こんなちっちゃい島国なのにね。
Cancer is really tricky.
Yeah.
I wonder what these studies have to do with each other.
Well, I don't know. でも cells だから it should help each other, right?
It actually turns the cancer cell back into a healthy cell.
そう。すごくない？
So all the current treatments that we have actually kill the cell. And if I actually think that the body's natural system for dealing with these cells, the cannabinoid system, kills the cells as well.
だからそのキモとかだとその健康なセルも殺しちゃうじゃん。だからどんどん弱っていっちゃうんだけど、普通の細胞に戻せるんだったら。もうだって何もなかったことになるわけじゃん。 Right? It's like it didn't exist. So
is it only for cancer cells or for any sort of damaged cells can be repaired?
そのアーティクルスとか論文を見るとガンって書いてあった。その未分化ガンっていう、その未分化ってその何セルが分化する一番前のやつ、だから一番立ち悪いじゃん。そっからどんどんどんどん分裂しちゃうからセルスかっていう話でした。でもね、全然英語のソースとかあんま見つからなくて。
Yeah, I didn't see any English sources for that.
そうなの。なんでかわかんないんだけど、日本でも新聞とかにはあんま載ってないみたい。
There's just, I think there's a significant time delay between the languages in both directions.
そうだね。
But I think it's slower from Japanese to English.
そうだね。Yeah, that's true.That's true. 今回そのこの覚かた春子さんのやつ you read it in English, right?
Yeah.
Okay. そのでも泣いた話とかはね、多分日本のその割烹着着てるとか日本のニュースにしかないと思うけど。
Yeah, there wasn't really much emphasis. I mean, when
on who she is, right?
Yeah. There's a much stronger emphasis on the Japanese in the Japanese media.
Yeah.そうだね。いやでなんか山中伸弥教授もコメント出しててさ、誇りに思いますみたいな。その日本人がまたこういう大きい発見したこと。イエーイ。
So how is this going to change our future?
Well, there'll be, I don't know. なんか。だからこれが本当に進んでいったらさ、指一本切れたぐらいじゃさ、It's like, oh, I lost my finger, but whatever, みたいな。Right?
Starting what year is that gonna...
I don't know. さすがに。でもこの今回のスタップも今年中に人間に応用したその知見みたいな。知見までいかないか。その人間のセルスを使って実験をし始めても。おかしくないみたいなこと言ってるから、わかんない。相当かかるでしょ。でも、
Well, we already have methods for acquiring stem cells. It's just acquiring stem cells is going to be a lot more affordable and a lot faster and a lot safer. Like that process, and then that has a bunch of different applications. But it doesn't necessarily advance the limits of those applications themselves. It's just the acquiring of the stem cells that's been dramatically improved by this, right?
じゃあそのさっきみたいに、あ、指一本落ちたぐらいじゃどうでもいいやみたいのは、when do you think we'll reach that point?
Well, I think they can already do that in laboratories. And they've been able to grow foreign organs on mice, like the ear and stuff. You know, so
それが実際ね。
How long before that becomes a treatment that's available to us? Like if you hack your finger off and you can't recover it, you go to the hospital and then the treatment will be to grow you a new finger. I'd be surprised if it took longer than 10 years.
That would be so crazy if it exists when we're like in our 30s. That's so crazy.
I think it will, for sure.
That's so crazy. でも本当にね、日本の工場で働いてる人もすごい多いの、その腕なくなっちゃう人。
Well, it could be people that,
time,
people that lost a finger or something 40 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
They don't, that finger is gone. Gone,
so
gone,
yeah.
gone.
Yeah.
超 gone.
Yeah. So, もう自然に帰ってるよね。
It's part of a tree now.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
All this other stuff. But, yeah, if you can just recreate those things from using stem cells. Because those... I don't actually know that much about it, but those stem cells do have the ability to become your finger, right? In the right conditions.
その万能細胞って呼ばれてるからだから何にでもなるんだって。その今回のスタップもそうだし。
What happens if they regrow your brain from stem cells?
Well, その受精卵の状態っていうかさ、その初期化された状態になっちゃうから、It's like your baby brain. だからそれを replace したところで。
Is it though?
You're like a baby.
Is it though? Because there's been so much research saying that our lives actually impact our genetic material with like epigenetics and so forth. So that if you actually reproduced your brain from your genetic material now, that it wouldn't actually be the original genetic code that was used to create your brain in the first place.
そうね。だからちょっとずれた。
Do the epigenetics
but still
carry
a baby
over.
Brain. Still a baby brain. So it would be slightly different from your baby brain when you were actually a baby. It's a brand new baby brain that's ちょっと different. I don't know.
They could clone you exactly. And if the brain was exactly what your brain is now, your brain right now is something, right?
Yeah.
X.
Yeah.
If we reproduce that exactly...That will also be you, won't it?
そうだね。Well,
would it? Or not? Can there only be one you? You're not okay with there being more than one of you. You want the other one to have a different name.
I guess. To avoid confusion for other people?
What if you don't mind people being confused?
なんか気持ち悪いけど別にそんなどっちでもいいかな No? やだそんなやだ
I'm thinking about that terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger movie with the clone
Oh
What is it? Like 6 days?
Yeah
Six
なんか燃えるやつでしょ
6 days or something
Well
And the clone steals his life How long before we have to worry about a clone stealing our lives? Because if you're a crazy criminalI don't know how they would do that, but if someone wanted to, if a clone tried to steal your identity, they pretty much could right now, right? They'd log right into your phone, wouldn't they?
でも今の技術だったらさ、we can make baby Michael, but we can't make a 26-year-old Michael. So you'll look totally different.
They can make a 26-year-old Michael. It just takes them 26 years to do it.
Yeah, だから だその頃マイケルもうだっておじさんになってるじゃん。
No, we already cured that. I'm going to be 26 forever. They already had the immortality thing in mice, remember? We talked about that.
あ、じゃあマイケルは26歳で待っとくの?そのクローンが育つまで?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I? Do I have a choice?
I don't know
what we're talking about anymore.
Okay. なんか本とか映画とか書きそうなね。次。ドイツのラスドルフで牛から放出されたメタンガスが牛舎に充満し、静電気によって引火し爆発しました。牛舎の屋根が破壊され、牛一頭が火傷を負いました。 この牛舎では乳牛90頭を飼育しているとのことです。
German cows have caused a methane explosion in Rasdorf, a remote town in Germany. The roof of the shed was damaged and one cow injured as a result of the explosion. The combined flatulence of the 90 cows within the shed resulted in a buildup of explosive methane gas. Each cow can produce up to 500 liters of methane per day.
このメタンガスってだからゲップとかってことでしょ？ゲップとかファートとか。
I think it's fart only.
They burp a lot.
Do they burp methane?
うん。え、すごい有名じゃん。なんか牛がメテンをあのゲップで出すから、それがあの環境に悪いみたいなさ。
Is it ゲップ though? I don't think it's burping. I think it's
farting?
Flatulating.
What's that?
Farting.
Oh. でもゲップの話よく聞くよ。メテンをゲップで出してるって。That's kind of crazy.
But you can't light burps on fire.
あ、そうなの？
They're not flammable.
でも if it maybe they can burp methane.
Should I test it right now?
No, because you're not a cow.
まあね。
うん。何？
No, but you
can. だから牛はだってメタンガスをゲップで出せるとしたら、メタンガスは可燃性だから、あの火つけれるじゃん。
I don't think it's gip, because I think the methane is a waste product of the digestive process, and it ends up in your digestive tract.Not necessarily. It's not coming up from your stomach.
そうなんだ。
I don't know. I might be wrong.
じゃあそんなにみんながファーツしたの？
But I know for a fact that you can light farts on fire. And I'm pretty sure that you can't light burps on fire. And we're talking about an explosion, right?
うん。相当の量のメタンガス。そんなに牛ってファーツするんだ。ていうか、ここあれかな？その換気ができてなかったってことか。じゃあ。空気が溜まって溜まっちゃってたんか。
Clearly、
yeah. 私ね、burp したことないの。
Wait, so this was what?
私 burp の仕方が分かんないの。
The lies.
No, 本当なの。 でね、ググったらいっぱいいるの、そういう人が。 It's not just me.
Yeah, it's like 100% of women, right?
No, no, no. Men and women. そのゲップの仕方が分からないんですけどっていう。で、私たまにね、なんかこうさ、胸になんか空気がつかえて苦しい時があるのね。で、あ、これをみんなゲップとして出してんのかなと思って、ゲップやり方とかでググったの。そしたらみんな言ってんの、ゲップの仕方が分かりません、教えてくださいみたいな。それでみんな説明してくれてんだけど、それでもできないの。
How many of those people were men? Honestly.
え、いっぱいいたよ、男女関係なく。
No way.
本当やり方わかんない。でも私も本当にわかんないの、心から。で、 I wish I could。 なんか船酔いしてる時とか、
How do you what happens when you drink like a coke?
何も起きないの。だからみんながバーってゲップしてるの見て、え、
okay,
羨ましい。
So you have to drink 三ツ矢サイダー in the tall 硬いボトル。 It has so much
air
carbon dioxide in it. Yeah.
何、硬いボトル2リットルぐらいのやつってこと？
No, 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 no. The 500 milliliter.
Okay.
三ツ矢サイダ
ー。それ飲んだら出る？
If you drink that in less than 10 minutes,、there's absolutely no way that you're not gonna burp.
Okay.
A lot.
で、なんかさ、あの、なんていうの？自由自在に出せる人いるじゃん。
Yeah.
Can you burp right now if you wanted to?
No. If I drink a soda, then I can burp for a while. on command.
For a while.
But I haven't had any soda or anything like that.
あ、そっか。
There's people that can just generate it out of nowhere too.
そうなの。すごい、だから羨ましくて、それが。なんか船酔いした時とか、車に酔った時とか、burp するとちょっと気分が良くなるとか言うじゃん。で、あの、ダイビング行って船酔いしてる時とかに、divers would tell me like, well, just burp, then you'll feel better, みたいな。And I'm like, I don't know how to burp, みたいな。And they'd be like, え？なんで？みたいな。でも多分私だけじゃない。これ今聞いてる人も、の中にもいるはず。
Does that mean that all of that gas has to come out the other side?
Or is わかんない。I don't know where it's going, but I don't think I'm farting more than other people.
I'm sure most people don't think that.
So, I don't know how it works, but I'm sure it's not just me.
This is really similar to what happened to the Chinese men.
そうそう、right? そう、静電気ね。この間も、この間は男の人が着替え中に引火したってやつだったけどね。
Yeah, what if it was the same guy? What if he went to Germany after that terrible incident? He was like, "Fuck this, I'm leaving China," and he went to Germany.
何言ってんの？何？何の話？
No, I feel like people have a susceptibility to
静電気。
静電気 and lightning, because there's people that get struck by lightning.They always get struck by lightning. There's like guys that have been struck by lightning like 12 times. Like the same dude just gets struck by lightning so many times. There's actually there's a video on YouTube of this guy. It's a security cam video.
Yeah.
But all these people are walking through this area and you can tell it's raining and there's lightning and it's bad weather. This guy's like walking through this area. He gets struck by lightning and he just falls and lands on his face. Not moving.
Oh my god.
Like 5 minutes later, he finally gets up. He walks like 4 steps and gets struck by lightning again.
嘘でしょ?
Dead serious.
かわいそう。多分何起きてるか自分でも分かってないよね、もう。それ。その2回目とか。
No, I'm sure he knew.
It's like, what, what?
I'm sure he figured it out by that point.
Fuck my life, みたいな。
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know what it is. Like why he was getting struck by lightning and these other people weren't.
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe he was walking barefoot or something.
What?
Yeah.
Was he?
Well, you can't tell from the security camera.
Oh.
But I'm kind of scared to walk outside barefoot when there's a lightning storm. Because aren't your feet are more grounded to the ground, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. でもそんなシチュエーションあんの、マイケル?
Like what?
You just said you're scared of like going out barefoot when it's raining and when there's lightning, but そんな状況なくない?
Well, when I was
do you ever do that?
When I was a kid, I used to go outside barefoot all the time. And I remember there was this crazy typhoon and I had to go close like a gate.
Ah, 家から外まで、あの、門までってこと?
Yeah, if I put my shoes on and stuff, then they're just going to get soaked. And I'm not wearing socks. So...I remember running outside and being like, oh no, I'm not insulated from the earth. I might get struck by lightning.
そうだね。その方が確率上がりそうだけど。
I think so. I don't understand lightning. It's just a guess. It's my 12-year-old logic.
白人の白い肌は人間の進化の過程でこれまで考えられていたよりも最近出てきたものだということが分かりました。これまでは4万年前に人類がアフリカからヨーロッパ大陸に移動した際に太陽光に合わせて肌の色が明るくなったと考えられていました。しかしたった7000年前のヨーロッパ人の遺伝子を分析すると遺伝子の変異で目は青くなっていたもののまだ肌が浅黒かったことが分かりました。今回の分析で肌の色の変化は単純に太陽光に合わせただけでなく狩猟民族から農耕民族になり食生活が変化したことも影響したということが分かりました。作物を多く摂るようになりビタミン D が不足し始めたことでビタミン D を太陽光からより効果的に得るために肌の色が白くなっていったと考えられます。
A recent DNA study has found that light skin genes evolved more recently than previously thought. The genetic analysis revealed that an ancient European hunter-gatherer had dark skin and blue eyes. The subject of the analysis is a man who lived in modern-day Spain only about 7,000 years ago. Scientists have believed that the skin color evolution is something that occurred close to 40,000 years ago. The study also suggests that the reason for the pigment change was not only sun exposure, but also diet, as it seems to coincide with an agricultural revolution.Switch to agriculture required skin more capable of synthesizing vitamin D from the sunlight rather than from food.
これ地味にめっちゃ面白くない?
7,000 years ago is pretty recent. Well, not really.
しかも、その何、食生活が変わってビタミン D が不足したからってことなんだ。 It's so interesting. なんか地味に
It's weird that this this analysis or this discovery is happening now, it seems like they would have known this already.
ね。なんかそんな complicated な感じしないけどね。
Because we've uncovered so many different civilizations and villages and things in that region from 10,000 years ago, 12,000 years ago, 8,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. Egypt was like 6,500 years ago.
なんかこうさ、
5,000 years ago.
なんかそのすごいベーシックなことだと意外と放置されてんのかな。一回そういうテーリー出てそれが定着しちゃうとあんまりそれを疑問に思う人が出てこないとか。
I think it's just an advance in the actual, in the accuracy of the DNA studies. I think, because if I remember the story correctly, this is a discovery. They actually found this guy many years ago. They're just analyzing him now.
Right.
Because the DNA analysis was too expensive before and things like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, I read that too. なんか7000年前と思わなかったんだよね。They thought it was like a recent dead body who was like killed or something. で、そうだそうだ。Dark skin, blue eyes. Sounds hot.
It's that guy with the poofy hair from the CSI TV
show. そうそうそうそうそう。それとかあの、this guy from...グレイズアナトミーのジャクソンとかね、あの、
Is it the same dude?
No, no, no. But they have similar skin color and blue eyes.
Yeah, but that's a very different look. These are dark Europeans.
Yeah.
Because their skeletal structure is probably more or less the same. It's just their skin color was different. So, like...I guess blackface. You know how
だから白人っぽい特徴じゃないっていうことか。
There were kind of some racist things going on where white people would do blackface for comedy or whatever else.
Right.
And they'd paint their faces black and act things out. And,
right.
And talk in black accents. But what they actually looked like was their own ancestors, not like black people.
そうだね。確かに。確かに、that's so stupid. そうだね。そう考えると、racism でも何でもないっていうか、自分の ancestor も同じだからね。Yeah.
They actually look like their own ancestors.
Yeah.
Because that's the skeletal structure that their black ancestors have.
そうだね。
But their eye color doesn't change when they do blackface either.
Yeah.
So it's like dead on.
確かに。確かに。でも、この間ハロウィンで誰かいたよね。なんか、this, some celebrity...painted her face black and then she got so much shit and
wasn't
like,
there some
classless とか
some chair was designed
yeah なんか black women が裸でなんか床に
she was like a chair
なんかその it's a chair
yeah
I think it was like a doll it's not a real human それになんか白人の人が座ってるみたいなでねすごい批判されたのがあったけど。
Are these people thinking? I mean, obviously that's maybe it's on purpose. Maybe it's troll art. Maybe there's a category of art now that's just troll art, and they just make
probably,
the most trolly art they can.
It's possible. It's also possible that その he or she who made it is totally not a racist, so he or she didn't even think about it.
Yeah, that's.That's
I feel
true,
like that's
guess,
what happens. I feel like that's what happens a lot in Japan, especially
with
black
Sony,
people.
The Sony ad. Sony came out with an advertisement where it was like this, this pale Northern European white woman holding up this black woman by her neck with one hand.
Oh.
And it was like, PSP white is here or something. Maybe it wasn't PSP. Oh. It was like some PlayStation something.
Wow.
Like Shirobazon was coming out. but yeah, Japanese people aren't really all that familiar with the whole white, black racial history.
So, 多分なんかそこまで考えてないんだよね。 その racism のつもりもないっていうか別に。
And then, you know, the people that react to it in the States, they're not really thinking it through either, because, you know, they don't acknowledge that the situation is drastically different in Japan. They see that advertisement, it's like, oh, clearly they're super racist, and they just feel that black people are inferior or something.
Yeah.
But that's actually projecting their own cultural history.
Yeah.
On the current culture.
So, だからいつも不思議なんだよね。なんか、there are like websites for that too, you know? なんか、その、
for what?
They just collect all these, what they think is racism, but so you image in Asia, they'll just collect it and be like, oh my god, like Asians are so insensitive towards, you know, black people とか. But, you know.
There's so much stuff that just makes it really clear that. That a lot of these companies that are making products here in Japan, they just don't know. It's a totally different culture. There's a brand of sausage here called Homo sausage.
Oh.
and any Western person, anyone that speaks English, hears Homo sausage and it's like, wow, are you serious?
そうだね。
Are you serious?
But そうだ、気づいてないだけだからね。
But in Japan, it's just like, oh yeah, you know, some Yankee that thinks he's gangster standing around eating Homo sausage. He's just shoving it in his face right there.
Yeah. でもね、関係ないもんね。言語違ったりすればさ。
Well, it's not, the thing is, it's like, not, what's wrong with eating Homo sausage?
そうなの。そうなの。本当そういうこと。
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, yeah. It's really funny if you spoke English, yes. あの、English とかあるじゃん、そのサイトね。
Mm.
It's funny.It is funny, but when it comes to
racism, it just shows that there's not really that much of an ill intent.
So, それが一番大事じゃない？あの、いや、このグローバル時代に確かにいろんなねことを気にしなきゃいけないのはわかるんだけど、そんなこと言ったらキリがないもんね。You know?
The nonsense English is so pervasive here, though.
そうね。
It's so,
めっちゃいっぱいあるもんね。
Yeah.
あのやっぱ洋服とかが結構一番気になる。見ちゃう。面白いこと書いてあると。It's like, wow.
Makes no sense most of the time.
意味が分かんない方がまだマシで、なんか変に逆に意味通じちゃうすごいこと書いてあったりするじゃん。
Yeah, like I saw this dude who was just walking around in like size 72 font. His shirt says, "Jesus is a cunt." In like huge block letters, like white on black, just fills the entire shirt. And
すごいね。
Yeah, he's just cruising with that shirt. I have no idea if he knows what it means.
あの、結構それ意味分かってきてなそうな人が多いじゃん。すごい純粋そうな女の子が、
You can't wear that shirt.
なんか fuck my ass みたいな書いてるシャツ着てたりとか。
That just happened on TV.
Yeah.
That
yeah, it got really huge.
That woman that was on the that children's show.
No, yeah. Yeah.
And her clothes said like, "I love cock."
とかなんかいろいろ書いてあったんだよね。しかも it wasn't just one thing.
Yeah,
so
she had a lot of things on her.
Yeah. まあだからあの英語のね何か書いてあるシャツを買う日本で特に買うときはちょっと見て気をつけないと。
Yeah, that's
たまに本当とんでもないこと書いてある時あるからね。
Yeah, most of them have something suspect written. It's actually rare that what it says is cool.
そうだね。
That's rare.
確かに。うん。だから私か、もうここずっと買えないもんだからなんか可愛くても絶対変なこと書いてあるから。
Even I have shirts with like bad English on them.
Really?
Because I was just like...I needed clothes and it was just like I was at thrift store and I was just like getting some clothes there and I just needed a sweater.
Okay.
And I read it and then I bought it and then later I read it again and I was like, wait, this doesn't make sense.
まあそういうの多いよね。
I already bought it, but this doesn't. I speak English and I ended up with.
でも海外で漢字とか日本語間違えてるのも超あるよね。あのイギリスのさ、イギリス？ヨーロッパのさ、あのスーパードライってあるじゃん、ブランド。
Yeah.
あの極度乾燥しなさいって書いてあるやつ。That's like so funny to me. もうみんなが極度乾燥しなさいって書いてあるシャツとかを着てて、それ以外にもめっちゃ変な日本語とか漢字とかがついてるんだけど、すごい流行ってて、もうユニクロ張りに超いろんなとこにあるのね。でその
I kinda want one now.
そう、逆にちょっとイケてんのだから、変すぎて。でそのスーパードライっていうのもっていう名前もアサヒスーパードライから取ったんだって、
うん、
でも確実に日本人絡んでないだろうっていう
<Yeah.
S 1> おかしさで、しかも極度乾燥をしなさいのしなさいだけにブラケットがついてんの。
What was John Fitch's tattoo? You said it said like victim or something.
なんだっけ、忘れちゃった。Can you Google it? でもよくね、変なタトゥーあるよ。あの犯人とか、そのクリミナルっていう意味だと思って犯人って腕に彫ってる人とか、あと女の子で胸のとこになんかまあでびっくりマーク彫ってる子とかもいたし。
How?
I was like, wow.
It says 犠牲 I guess.
あ、犠牲。
犠牲。
Yeah, sacrifice.、
うん、
でもなんかかわいそうな感じだよね、日本語になってると。It's like, oh, what happened to you, poor
well,
thing?
Well, he got cut. He got fired recently.
Oh, 犠牲になった。
yeah.
かわいそう。そうだからね、漢字のタトゥー入れるとか、でやっぱ他のね、よくわかんない言語のタトゥーを入れたり、シャツを買ったりするときは、ちょっと見た方がいいよね。まあ、タトゥーの方が大ごとだけどね。
Mm. Wait, so we were actually talking about skin color, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is the deal with all this white...obsession with white skin in Japan? Because there's definitely... Yeah, bihaku is definitely a huge thing here.
Yeah, でも新しくないんだよね、別に。多分昔から、その、本当に昔、江戸時代とかも多分美白の方が良かったの、日本は。その、農業してると肌が焼けちゃうじゃん。だから貧乏な人ほど肌が焼けてる。お姫様とかは外に出て農業とかしないから、they're all pale.
It's not good though.
No. でもそういうなんていうの、だからほら戦争の時はあの時とかは細い、何、貧乏な人ほど細くて金持ちほど太ってるから、あの細いと奥さんを食べさせてないと思って恥ずかしいからもっと食べろとかさ、そう時代によっていろいろあるわけじゃん、そういう。
But today.
Originally, それが background だと思う。
I'm just talking about what people should be doing. People definitely need to be getting more sunlight in Tokyo.
Mm. So, yeah.
Because they don't even have the vitamin D supplementation here at the same level that they do in other places.
But I just read that vitamin D supplement, it turned out that it doesn't mean anything if you're healthy. その article 超出てたよ、この間。
Well, yeah, that's so stupid though, because any supplement doesn't mean anything if you're healthy. I don't know why they say that. Of course it doesn't. It's for people that aren't healthy.
So, I mean, my point is that they should be outside whether they have supplements or not, Janai.
Well, I'm just saying it's worse because they don't have that supplement, because people who aren't healthy aren't getting that vitamin D.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they come out with these studies saying, Yeah, supplementation doesn't help you if you're eating a balanced diet. Well, of course. The whole point is for people that aren't eating a balanced diet. And with all these oeru that sit around eating Kit Kats, like, that's not Kit Kats and gumi, and you know who you are. Like, that's not healthy at all.
Yeah. So, ne, まあ男性も女性もね、そうだけど。ビタミン D 取らないといけないからね。
But there's such an aversion towards sunlight in Japan. You know, people put so much sunblock on, and then it, you know, so much of that sunblock, when you get up to those higher SPF levels, they actually just contain a lot of chemicals that are really bad for you.
Right. まあ、
it's
難しいよね。だから女の人はこう日焼けするとシワとかにね、肌が乾燥してシワとかになりやすくなっちゃうし。肌が白くて綺麗な方がいいっていうのがもう定着してるから、 you know、 あとこだがシワができないから若く見えるとか。
But there's a balance, and I think a lot of people in Japan are on the wrong end of that balance, and they're really compromising their health, because when people wear gloves and they have sun umbrellas and they have the weird Darth Vader visor thing while they ride their bike, and it's like you need to like when you're just leaving your house and going to the pharmacy or something, put the sun umbrella away. Like you need that much. You don't need to go to the beach with no sunblock on. But you need that little bit for sure.
Well, I mean, unless you have some rare disease or some condition that なんかサンアレルギーの人とかいるじゃん。だからそういうのはしょうがないけど、そうじゃない場合はね。
Well, yeah, if you're,
ちょっとぐらいは。
yeah, if you're allergic to the sun.
だから日本人でよくさハワイとかグアムとかに行ってビーチで長袖に軍手してるみたいなことでしょ。
Yeah.
It's like, なんでみたいな。It's like,
Well, Guam is super hot.
いやグアム結構危ないね、すぐやけどになっちゃう。
グアムいい
ですよ。でも一時期より美白ブームちょっとマシになってるんじゃないかと思うけどね。マミはなんかこう雑誌とかテレビとか見てる限りでは、あとやっぱ男の子がそうやって言うっていう風にメディアが言うからじゃない、やっぱ肌、女の子はやっぱ肌が白い方がいいよねみたいなとか。
I think the ghetto are less tan now though。
そうだ、一時期あのヤマンバみたいなガングロとかはね、
They're endangered。
いやもう絶滅、あれはあれでめっちゃ肌に悪いからね。
Yeah that's overdoing it for sure。
Yeah。
A couple has admitted to manslaughter after their 5-month-old son died from rickets. Apparently the rickets were.
Don't ask me.
I don't actually know if rickets is plural or... Apparently the rickets was cause... I think it's called rickets. It's not called ricket.
Mm.
Apparently the rickets was caused by a strict vegetarian diet that the parents had insisted on as part of their religion.Dejenko died from acute rickets as indicated by soft bones, a result of serious malnutrition. Health professionals have been discussing the possibility that rickets is seeing a resurgence in Britain due to poor diets and a lack of sunshine. Rickets was endemic among children in the 19th century but was eliminated by the 1950s by vitamin D supplementation in food. However, in 2012, there were about 900 cases of rickets reported by hospitals in England.Nutritionists blame the inactivity of children, resulting in them not getting enough sunlight. Rickets can cause poor growth, skeletal deformities, bowed legs, and scoliosis.
UK で5ヶ月の赤ちゃんが骨格異常を引き落とすクル病で死亡し、両親が殺人で逮捕されました。赤ちゃんの骨格異常は両親が宗教上の理由で行っていたベジタリアンの食生活が原因だったそうです。赤ちゃんは極度の栄養失調で骨が脆くなっていました。乳幼児の骨格異常を引き起こすクル病は栄養失調やビタミン D 不足が主な原因とされていて、1950年代から減少傾向にありました。しかし2012年に UK では900件の症例が確認されています。 So they were forcing their baby to be a vegetarian as well、
mm-hmm.
5ヶ月で、
mm-hmm.
But okay
It's interesting because the story that we just discussed almost explains this perfectly. Remember we were talking about how there was an agricultural revolution in those ancient people.
Mm.
And that's why their skin got lighter, because they needed to be able to produce more vitamin D.
Right.
Well, they just put this kid on a vegetarian diet. Right? And then he couldn't produce enough vitamin D.
Yeah.
It's like the same.
It's not white enough.
Yeah, he's not white enough. Well, no, he's literally not white enough because his parents are African. They're black.
Ah, so なの?
So it's even worse.
余計ダメじゃん。
It's even worse.
Oh, wow. 全てつながっていますね。
Yeah, that was like dominoes.
Yeah, that's crazy. わかりやすい。ちょっと頭良くなったかな。ちょっと頭良くなった感じする。
Well, that's why super northern. Well, I don't know why I said super.But Northern Europeans, like Scandinavians, they're super pale, right? Because there's so little sun there.
Super Europeans are super pale.
Super Northern.
Super Northern.
I don't say Scandinavian, I say super Northern.
そうだね, yeah. Blue eyes, blonde blue eyes, really pale.
But a lot of the science and nutrition seems to be indicating that we need fat, we need animal meat, we need these things in our diets.
まあ、だから大人がね自分で決めて自分でベジタリアンになるってあの決断してサプリとかを取りながら自分で調整してやるのはいいけど5ヶ月ちょっと早いよね。あの相当なんかもう栄養士以上ばりの知識ないと無理でしょ。
You know, a lot of people talk about the benefits of a vegetarian diet, but it's not the vegetarian diet that those benefits are coming from. Those oftentimes when they get on these like vegetarian or vegan diets where they're eating organic foods and they're eating those organic foods are healthier for you,
right,
obviously.
Right.
And they tend to eat less things like bread and cereals and these manufactured things. They only want to eat organic things. Well, a lot of the bad things in our diet are like cereals and breads and all these carbohydrates. So yeah, you'll experience a lot of benefit if you go on that sort of a purist vegan diet. But you'll probably feel even better doing that plus eating like fish and eating some meat.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
because the agricultural revolution that they're talking about, that change occurred around the time that this guy was around. You know, 7,000-10,000 years ago. Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not that long ago, so it seems like we're still designed to eat meat.
そうね。だからまあ大人はね別に好きにすればいいけど、赤ちゃんはね。I mean, 自分で何も言えないから。
Well, the choice issue aside, there is a best diet, right? There is a better nutrition is a real science.
Right.
You can't ignore that.
Yeah.
Even
well, especially for your baby. You know.
That's kind of what happened to Steve Jobs, actually.
What?
Didn't Steve Jobs ignore nutritional science and he was on this weird diet of like berries or something?
Like, what?
Yeah, he went on some really strange diet of like only fruits or something when he had cancer. And that's like the worst thing you can do.
I think Ashton Kutcher was doing that too. Maybe it was for the movie. Nanka, he was only eating fruits and then he like passed out. So he stopped doing it. みたいな. I think I read it somewhere. But, yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to survive cancer if you're doing exactly what you... Because cancer thrives on glucose and simple sugars.
Right.
I believe. So sitting around eating fruits is like the worst thing you can do. You need to be eating like straight... carrots and
vegetables. So, ne.
I have no idea.
Yeah, we're not
nutritionists. Researchers at the University of Lübeck in Germany have shown that scratching a mirror image of your itch can bring relief. The arms of 26 male volunteers were injected with an itch-inducing chemical, histamine. A large mirror was placed in front of the subjects, allowing them to only see their non-itchy arm. One of the researchers then scratched that arm, and subjects felt relief. However, the effectiveness of the scratching is estimated to be about a quarter of what it would be with direct scratching of the itchy arm. Researchers explained that visual signals can override signals from the body, resulting in this effect.
ドイツのルーベック大学で体のどこかが痒いときに直接体をかかずに鏡に映った痒い部分を描いても痒みが軽減されることが分かりました。26人の男性の腕に薬で痒みを発生させ鏡に映った自分の姿を見せました。科学者が男性の鏡の中の腕を描いたところ、実際に腕には触れていないにもかかわらず痒みが軽減しました。ただ、痒みがまた襲ってくるまでの時間は、実際に描いた場合の4分の1と短いそうです。これは視覚が脳に与える影響によるものです。面白いね。たまにこの視覚が脳に与える影響のニュースやるけどさ。
Have you ever tried it?
No. I will, though. I wanna try. なんか蚊に刺された時とか。
え？Oh, yeah.
あの、
I thought you said crab for some reason instead of mosquito.
No. よく言われるのはあれだよね。その、あの、何？アイロンをこれから腕に当てますよ、当てますよって言って、全然熱してないアイロンを腕にジュってやると、あの、やけどの跡が皮膚にできちゃうっていう。だからその、
really?
うん、脳がもう、あ、やけどする、やけどするって思ってる、思いすぎて、本当にやけどしちゃうっていう。
This is kind of like a placebo effect, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. But it's like the visual version.
Yeah.
But the placebo effect demonstrates that it doesn't have to be visual.
そうだね。
It can be purely conceptual.
Yeah.
And still have an effect.
うん。よくあるもんね。なんか頭痛とかさ、なんでも。あとあのほら、よくなんだっけ、stigma? Stigma, right?
Stigma?
Yeah. あの、この超 religious な人が、あまりにもジーゼスのことを考えすぎて腕から血が出ちゃうみたいなやつ。
I think that they're doing that on their own though, aren't they?
I think I read somewhere that it actually happens. もう思いすぎて、なんか、あまりにも考えすぎて、you just start bleeding. あとだって妄想妊娠とかもそうじゃん。妊娠したいとか妊娠してるって思ってたら、お腹が膨らんできちゃったみたいな。It happens. でもお腹膨らんでるけど、
Does it really though?
うん、お腹膨らんでるけど妊娠ではないから赤ちゃんじゃなくてただガスが溜まってるだけらしいんだけど、
うん、あまりにもできないマミだよね。
だからあまりにも脳でそうやって思ってると何でもなっちゃうっていうか、だからそれをもっとねコントロールできればいいのにね。
Well,
then it's like we can do anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas like that in.Different Eastern religions about positive thinking and your influence on other people and manifesting positive ideas. And we do manifest ideas. We build things that purely come from ideas.
この書いてみるのやりたいな、ちょっと。I wonder if it works for me. なんか。
Am I?
Yeah.
Can you do it yourself, though? I don't know if you can do it yourself.
あ、人にやってもらわなきゃいけないのか。あ、どうなんだろうね。でもこの実験はあれだもんね。人がやってくれ、人が書いてくれてるの。
Isn't it like tickling yourself? You can't really tickle yourself.
そうだね。
You try to tickle yourself, you're doing the same exact thing that someone else would do that would tickle you.
Yeah.
But you're not getting tickled.
あれ不思議じゃない？なんで？なんで自分のとできないの？
My, grandfather on my...American side, he used to be ticklish, and then he said he, like, one day he just decided to stop being ticklish.
Okay.
And then he wasn't ticklish anymore.
え、嘘。本当かよ。
Apparently, you can just decide.
本当に。
And, yeah, so I tried it, and I just decided that I wasn't ticklish.
うん。
And I was, like, convincing myself that I wasn't ticklish.
うん。
And then when someone tried to tickle me, it didn't work.
嘘。
No, I'm dead serious.
じゃあ、もうくすぐったくない。絶対くすぐったくない。
But I have to be convinced that it's going to work. It's kind of weird. If I doubt it, I'm fucked.
だからスプーン曲げと一緒でしょ？絶対できるって思えばできるけど。
No, that's just a warm spoon. That's a bunch of horseshit.
No, I'm serious.
You're talking about like Yuri Geller?
Not Yuri Geller, but like, you know, sometimes women can like lift a car when the baby is like under it とか、そういう火事場のバカ力的なのって本当に 150% 絶対できるって思ってダウトがなければできるけど、一瞬でもなんか、あ、でもちょっと無理かもって思うとできなくな、途端にできなくなっちゃうっていう。だからこうアスリートとかもさ、イメトレとかして絶対金メダル、絶対金メダルみたいな。
Yeah, but that's a, I think that's largely a, adrenaline effect. But adrenaline isn't
well,
really going to keep you from getting tickled.
That too, but like part of it must be psychological. Right? Like
yeah,
psychology.
To be able to control those muscles properly.
そうそう。だからそのくすぐりも一緒じゃない？もうなんか絶対大丈夫。でも、
One weird thing about strength is that it's not actually, it's not so much the muscle that you have there. It's how much of that muscle Can you work at the same time in a coordinated movement to accomplish something?
Right.
That's why you have people that have so much muscle, but they can't throw a punch because they can't coordinate all of that muscle fiber at the same time to accomplish something.
よく言うもんね、その無駄な筋肉みたいなさ。
Yeah.
見た目はいいけど全然使えないみたいな。
Well,
because you don't know how to, like you're not trained.
A lot of people get really focused on pushing weights in the gym and how much weight they're pushing, or people are on the other end of the spectrum get really concerned with how it looks. But both are actually kind of useless because even if you can bench, you know, all this weight and you have the perfect technique for benching, it doesn't mean that you can now throw a really strong punch or throw a ball really far.
そうね。
You have to do the thing that you have that you want to be able to do.
Right, right.
To get
まあそうだよね。
There's like not really many shortcuts for that.
Right.
But I think that's what's happening with like these you know, women lifting cars or something. There's no way you can do that unless you can your body can call upon all those muscle fibers at the same time to do that one thing.
ね。それをコントロールできればいいのにね。 Like anytime. Not like under emergency or anything.
One other good example of this is the Oculus Rift. That virtual reality device that people put on their heads.
Ah, hey, 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 hey.
And it has accelerometers and stuff in it. So when you look around, it shows you a different image.
Hi, hi. 3D メガネみたいなやつでしょ?
Yeah.
ゲームの。
If you think about what that really is, though, that's just an image being shown to each eye. That's all it is.
Right.
When you turn your head, it's just altering that image. But our brain converts that into a reality almost. It's like, wow, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking around and I'm interacting with this stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really just a picture that's moving around, like changing in front of your eyes.
そうだね。なんかさ、その技術最初に出てきたの結構昔じゃん。その時、あと 1,2 年でこれが普通になるのかみたいな思わなかった？なんかもうプレステとかテレビでやるんじゃなくてこうなるんだって思ったけど、なかなか。
No, because there's a slight time delay because the processing power just wasn't where it needed to be. So they extrapolated that out and said that we won't be able to get rid of this time lag until this year or something. I forget when it was, but that made it really clear that it wasn't going to be revolutionary right away.
そっか。
But they just updated the Google glasses and a bunch of stuff recently.
どつきのね、やつ出たよね。 Google glass. はい。
Which they should have had right in the first place, if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's not like that fancy. A battle in mass multiplayer online game Eve resulted in over 5,000 mon and of damage in real world money to the fleets involved in the skirmish. That is according to James Carl, a 29-year-old banker whose virtual space fleet was under siege while he slept that night. The battle began when a member of Carl's coalition missed a payment. After receiving a text message from a friend in the morning about the conflict, Carl went online in an effort to fight off the attackers. Carl says that many of his friends also took off work to fight the virtual space battle, which was being waged by more than 4,000 players. The two sides are divided between Pandemic and N3 coalition forces on one side and CFC and Russian forces on the other. The simulated universe of Eve consists of more than 7,000 stars and has money with real-world value. The activity online during the battle was a bit overwhelming for the gaming servers, so they use a technique called time dilation to slow everything down to about 10% of normal time, easing the load on their servers.
オンラインゲームの EVE でゲーム内の戦闘により実際に5000万円の損害が出ました。29歳のプレイヤージェームス・カールによると、彼のチームがゲーム内で連盟を組む他のチームへのみかじめ料の支払いを忘れてしまったところ、寝ている間にチームの宇宙船が他のプレイヤー4000人により完全に包囲されてしまいました。朝起きて気づいたジェームスは仕事を休み、チームメイトたちと共にすぐに反撃を始めましたが、すでに遅かったとのことです。宇宙を舞台にしたイーヴでは7000もの惑星があり、実際のお金のやり取りが行われています。ジェームスたちの状況に気づいた運営会社はダメージを食い止めるために労働時間を 10% 遅くしたとのことです。 5,000,000 yen ゲームで。
Yep.
So does this mean that they've spent more than 5,000,000?
Way more.
あ、それがなくなっちゃったからってことか。
Yeah, they can buy things in the game using real money.
まあこの彼のチームが何人ぐらいいたのか分かんないから、一人いくらぐらい払ったのか知らないけどさ、やばくない？このバーチャル世界に5000万使うって、お金あり余ってんの。
It's almost like a real, it's a real battle in some ways.
Yeah.
Because there are people fighting each other for real money. Right?
でもさ、いつも思うんだけど、このネットゲームにすごい課金して何十万とか何百万とか使っていろいろこうさ、家を建てたり、こういう戦闘のね、装備をあの整えたりしてるけどさ、いつこの運営会社が例えば倒産したりとか、じゃあこのサービス終わりにしますってなるか分かんないじゃん。なんかさ、毎日毎日こんな仕事とか休んでずっと一個のゲームにお金めっちゃ使ってさ、そのゲームがある日なくなった時に、なんか虚無感みたいなすごそうじゃない？ It's like burnout みたいな。
Yeah, but some of these are so huge and have so many people and so many, they're so involved that it's like、they're gonna keep upgrading it, but it'll kind of seems like it'll be there for a long time. Is Ultima Online still around? Do you know what that is?
No.
There was this, one of the first mass multiplayer online games was called Ultima Online.
Okay.
And it, I remember I like, I think I had a sword, and I rode like a horse around,
okay.
And I just killed people.
それも買うんでしょ？でもなんかいい剣とか。よりいい馬とか。
Yeah, they had real. See, the thing is, you can make money in the game.
Ah.
But you can, if you don't want to do that, you can make money in real life and buy things in the game.
Ah. So either way, you have to make money.
It was easier for me to make money in the game than make money in real life at the time.
Okay.
Because I was like 10.
Ah, okay.
But, yeah.
なんかそのこのゲームの課金っていうかしたことないか、このなんか仕事休んで、確かにね、5000万円が if it's at stake then 仕事も休むよね。
Yeah, of course you better fucking you better skip work.
ね、仕事なんてしてる場合かみたいな。
At first you think like wow, skipping work for a video game, and then you think about the damage in the video game. 5000
万だからね。 Yeah, 1日有給取るのとどっちが大事かみたいな。
Yeah, it's like your house is on fire. You better deal with that.
ね、でもそうだね、上司に。
$500,000 is disappearing.
Yeah.
Like that's, if part of your house was on fire, and at the same time, part of your house was on fire in the video game.
Yeah.
And your video game house was worth $500,000.
Yeah.
And your real life house was worth $200,000.
そうだね。
You're putting out the fire in the video game first, aren't you?
だってこの間ちょうどあったよね、あの。
Unless you might die if you don't put out the other one, but.
Like this guy in the States, like his house was on fire and he went back to get his Xbox because, you know, he needed to protect the data.
This is something my brother would do.
なんかさ、今まではゲーム機ってただのコンソールだから、ハードだから別にね、なくなっても買えばいいけど、こういうふうに。課金とかしてデータが溜まってると、もうそれなくなったら結構全財産というかやばい人もいるだろうね。
I remember I lost a Gran Turismo 2 memory card once.
Okay. 超ショックだった。
Devastated. I lost so many cars.
そうだね、あれもそうだよね。だんだんお金稼いでさ、賞金とかでね、どんどんカスタマイズしてみたいなやつだもんね。
And you end up spending so much effort in real life, like looking for the thing and like stressing.It's like real life stress.
Oh. Eh, yada. Yada, game with a real life stress. I don't know. I feel like it's not worth it, but I guess for a lot of people it is.
And there are a lot of people that are critical of people that play these video games. I sometimes am too. I think there's definitely a limit. But there's so many people that are like, oh, you're just wasting, you know, all your time in this video game and things like that. And then they go to work the next day and sit in front of a screen for 8 hours.
そうだね。
It's the same shit. Like you're still looking at a screen for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
まあじゃあ、right? ゲームの方が楽しいよね。
That's not real either.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I agree because I'm a consultant, right? Which is really peripheral.
Yeah.
Like compared to manufacturers and stuff. 余計 そういう 感じ するよね. It's virtual. It's only on, you know, emails and conversations and, you know, it's on the computer.
Well, if you're working in IT
or finance,
you know, like making that app, none of that is something that I can really like hold in my hands and be like, oh, I made this thing. It's just like this flat thing. Like it's a,
yeah,
it's like a weird interface.
Yeah.
It's not real at all.
So,
if we got hit with an EMP, I'd have nothing to show for my work. I can't show you anything. What have I been doing? I don't know. It's the EMP.
Well,
destroyed it.
5,000万 はさすがにすごいね。
Yeah, this concept of time dilation is really interesting too.
そうだね。そんなこと勝手にしていいんだ。
It's like it's too much stuff is going on. We have to slow it down. So they just slow down time.
Yeah.
In this universe, there's just a time knob. And these guys just turn the time knob and everything's slow motion.
だから in that world, they're the その運営会社がもう神と同じだもんね。
Yeah.
They have the control over
the characters
universe.
In the game, I guess they're not really affected. Everything happens the same way, right? Pretty much.
I guess
human decision making is accelerated in a relative sense, right? It's like having more time to think for each chess move.
Yeah. So, かわいそう James Akaru.
It's not as bad as the guy that he lost his Bitcoin wallet in a hard drive.
Oh yeah.
And it had like millions of dollars worth of Bitcoins.
どっかに埋まってんだよね。埋め立て地かどっかに。
Yeah. So he went to that junkyard
yeah.
and was like searching everywhere in this junkyard for his hard drive.
Yeah. しかもなんかそれを全部掘るのにもうすごいお金がかかるって言ってた。だからもう。
But if you found it would have been totally worth it.
I guess. Yeah.
What if? Yeah, but the thing is, there was no guarantee that the hard drive wasn't destroyed.
そう。だからやだよ。I don't know. Oh well. お話終わり。
終わりです。
この間てか火曜日、爆笑問題カウボーイ聞いてたら太田さんがまたマミのモノマネをしてくれてて、うちらが喧嘩した時の話をしてたんだけど、
yeah.
なんか最初に太田さんが多分ね前もあったんだけど、なんかマミです、マイケルですっていうのね。うちら一回も言ったことないんだけど、なんかお笑いみたいだよね。やろうかそれ。マミです、マイケルです。二人合わせてバイリンガルニュースですみたいな漫才みたいだよね。It's so funny. So, アプリね、アップデートもうすぐ出るんだよね。
I hope so.
やっと今アップルがレビューしてくれてるっていう風にアップデートされたから、それが終わり次第。
Yeah, hopefully they don't reject it or something terrible.
Yeah. Well, should be fine.
And they approved new transcripts.
Yeah, そうそうそう.
I think you have to close the app once.
そう、アプリを一回、ホームボタンを二回押すと、今開いてるアプリがガッて出てくると思うんだけど、それを一回バイリンガルニュースのやつを閉じて、で、もう一回開くと、新しい、トランスクリプトが出てるはず。で、今ね、リフレッシュボタンというか再読み込み機能をアプリ内につけようとしているので、それができればそんなそれをいちいちやらなくてよくなるんだけど。
Yeah, but not with this update, the next
update.
そうね、
次、
Apple's taken so long to approve this update that the next update after this one is like done too.
やばい。
So,
結構時間かかるね、その承認に。
yeah,
yeah.なんかどういうプロセスになってるか分かんないからあれなんだけどさ。
It'll keep getting better.
そうだね。
Having to close the app is ridiculous.
そうね。いや。まあでも、まあまあ。まあまあ、ごめんなさい。まあ皆さんごめんなさいっていうことで。
Yeah.
あとあれね、みんなから結構リクエスト多かった、ミーシャの特別編の、文字起こしがもうすぐ終わる。から それももうすぐ出せるはず、
yeah.
なのでお楽しみに、スペースアルクの記事後編が出ましたので見てみてください。あのツイートもしたんだけど、あと今度の月曜日は特別編です。イエイ、
yeah. 結構面白いやつ。
そう、もう撮ったんだよねこの間ね、
yeah.
またちょっとびっくりしてもらえるかなと思います。お楽しみに。
はい、
はい、以上
です。
終わりです。バイ
バイ。